Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Today is Monday, September 30th. The updates to know today about the whistleblower who filed a complaint and what's expected to happen this week in the investigation. And we're talking about a historic storm impacting parts of the U.S. Plus, space tourism, karaoke in the car, and Apple's plan to enter movie theaters. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Several updates to tell you about surrounding the whistleblower's complaint and the impeachment inquiry that followed. First, the Washington Post reports top Democrats say they've reached an agreement to hear from that anonymous whistleblower in a private meeting, quote, very soon. But they haven't set a date just yet. In the meantime, The Hill reports the whistleblower's lawyer sent a letter to lawmakers saying they're concerned for their client's safety. But President Trump has a very different take. He tweeted last night that he deserves to know who his accuser is and to know the identity of the people who told that whistleblower information. Trump promised them, quote, big consequences. Also of note, the State Department's special envoy for Ukraine, Kurt Volker, suddenly resigned Friday. The New York Times says there was no public explanation. Volker was actually named in the complaint as someone who was trying to contain the damage. But some say he left simply because he could no longer be effective in light of everything going on. Remember, in a July phone call, President Trump asked Ukraine's president to do him a favor and investigate a possible political rival, Joe Biden, and his son. The whistleblower says the president was asking a foreign government to interfere in the U.S. election, and White House officials tried to cover it up. And Democrats say the phone call's rough transcript backs up much of that complaint. But most Republicans say there's nothing impeachable about this, and they call the complaint hearsay since the whistleblower did not hear the call firsthand. Either way, House Democrats are expected to interview several more people this week, and they say they'll send more subpoenas for documents. The House Intelligence Committee plans to continue investigating even as most of Congress takes a two-week break. Stay tuned. A lot is happening in Hong Kong just ahead of the 70th anniversary of communist rule in China. CNN reports thousands of protesters hit the streets yesterday with some throwing gas bombs and bricks. Police fired tear gas and shot blue dye out of a water cannon. NPR reports these are some of the most violent clashes Hong Kong has seen, and officials are worried about more protests leading up to China's National Day this week. Remember, these pro-democracy protests have been going on for months now. Even though Hong Kong is part of China, it has some independence. But demonstrators say China has too much power over the city. Now, if protests happen tomorrow during celebrations of China's National Day, some worry this will lead to a stronger response from mainland China. To be continued. It looks more like winter than fall in parts of the West. Some areas were hit hard by a record-breaking amount of snow, at least for this time of year. The Weather Channel reports some areas of Montana saw 4 feet of snow. The governor declared a winter storm emergency. Parts of Washington, Oregon, California, Idaho, Utah, and Nevada also saw September snow. The National Weather Service called this a historic storm. But it's expected to push north of the border into Canada today, meaning the snowfall should start tapering off. But it's not just the snow, it's the cold temperatures as well. ABC News reports temperatures will drop 15 to 30 degrees below average on the West Coast today. On the East Coast, though, it's a different story. Temps there could be up to 20 degrees above average, although it should cool back down by the end of the week. Two baseball players hit major milestones this weekend. CBS Sports reports Houston Astros pitcher Justin Verlander got his 3,000th strikeout, becoming just the 18th pitcher in MLB history to do that. And ESPN reports New York Mets rookie Pete Alonso hit his 53rd home run, breaking the record for the most home runs hit in a rookie year. And that wraps up the MLB regular season. Now it's time for playoffs starting tomorrow. Also in sports, the best of five WNBA finals are now underway. The Washington Mystics took game one last night against the Connecticut Sun. Sports Illustrated says it was the team's first WNBA finals win in franchise history. Much more news ahead, but first, thanks to our sponsor this week, because the 2019 FabFitFun Fall Box is now available. If you haven't heard me talk about this yet, FabFitFun is a women's lifestyle subscription box that arrives at your door each season, and you get full-size premium beauty, fitness, fashion, and home products. I love that you get such a variety and such quality products in every box. And for any guys listening, you need to tell the women in your life about this. This year's fall box comes with everything from Wander Beauty eye masks, which I love to use when I'm traveling and tired but need to look awake, to a gourmet wood and ceramic cheese board, great for having company over, and so much more. And by the way, I'm still using a bunch of items I've discovered through past FabFitFun boxes. FabFitFun normally retails for $49.99, but with every box, you get a value of more than $200. So sign up at FabFitFun.com and use the code NEWSWORTHY for $10 off your first box. Again, get $10 off your first box at FabFitFun.com when you use the coupon code NEWSWORTHY. Now back to the news. SpaceX's billionaire CEO Elon Musk unveiled the newest prototype of its Starship rocket, meant to take humans to the moon, Mars, and beyond. Space.com says the new version of the Starship should be able to carry up to 100 people into space, and it'll be a reusable rocket. There's also an ambitious new timeline for these trips. Musk said Starship's first flight to Earth's orbit could happen within 6 months, and people could start flying aboard in the next year or so, if all goes according to plan. Musk calls the Starship the, quote, holy grail of space, and says this is a breakthrough needed to make space travel like air travel. Of course, there are skeptics and critics, including NASA, who didn't seem too happy that SpaceX is so focused on Starship, while the projects NASA has paid for with taxpayer dollars have been delayed. Speaking of Elon Musk, his other company, Tesla, is rolling out its biggest in-car software update with several new features. First, The Verge says Tesla drivers will be able to watch Netflix, YouTube, Hulu, and live TV, at least when the car is in park. And there's a new karaoke feature, which will display songs' lyrics on the car's center console. As for driving itself, there's a new self-driving feature called Smart Summon. It basically brings your car to you. Tesla cars can leave a parking space and navigate around obstacles until it gets to its owner by itself. That feature, though, is only available for customers who bought the full self-driving capability. A couple clothing store problems to tell you about. First, if you were interested in signing up for Rent the Runway, you'll now have to wait. The Wall Street Journal says the company is not accepting any new members into its clothing rental program for now. And even one-time rentals are not allowed until at least October 15th. The reason? Orders have been pushed back in the last few weeks because of fulfillment problems and customer complaints about delays. So the company apparently needs to fix those issues first. Second, the AP reports Forever 21 announced it has filed for bankruptcy. The low-price clothing chain says it plans to close nearly 200 stores. But it still hopes to be business as usual in major cities, even while it reorganizes. Of course, Forever 21 is only the latest retailer of many to struggle as online shopping becomes more popular. The animated movie Abominable climbed to the top of the box office this weekend. Variety says it had the best opening of the year for an original animated film. The movie is about a teenager who meets a Yeti and follows their journey to bring him home. The PG movie did not have much competition, though. It was the weekend's only nationwide new release. Speaking of movies, The Wall Street Journal cites sources who say Apple is going to release feature-length films to theaters before they're available on its new streaming service. The goal is to attract big-name directors and producers. Apple reportedly plans to debut 3 original films in theaters as soon as next year. Today is Rosh Hashanah, aka the Jewish New Year. It's meant to be a celebration and a time of self-reflection. It's also a time to share meals and prayer with family and friends. Traditional foods include apples dipped in honey to represent a sweet new year. Rosh Hashanah started at sunset last night and lasts through sunset Tuesday. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Money Monday, where we talk about one interesting money-related news story you should know. But first, today's Money Monday story is brought to you by My Wall Street, an investing companion there for every step from setting up a broker to starting and managing a portfolio. And today, we're talking about money and happiness. You know that saying, money can't buy you happiness? As it turns out, it kind of can. CNBC cites a study from researchers in New York that says it's not actually money that makes you happy, but the way you view wealth can either help or hurt your happiness. The study looked at 7,500 German adults and found if you think you need wealth in order to be happy, that's problematic. If you spend all your time trying to make money to be happy, you lose out on other important things in life that bring happiness, like family and relationships. But the study's author says if you view wealth as one form of success, then money can be a tool to motivate you to reach certain milestones in your life, which can then help you feel happier in the long run, while still feeling satisfied with how things are along the way. Of course, above all, researchers still say the things that bring you the most happiness don't come with a price tag, like friends, your health, and new experiences. This Money Monday story was made possible by My Wall Street. For more information, visit mywallst.com/newsworthy. Before you go today, it is International Podcast Day and the last day of the September Share-a-thon. So to celebrate both, I am going live on Instagram today at noon Pacific time. That's 3 p.m. Eastern. I'll be talking with 6 different expert guests, all fellow podcasters. So every 10 minutes for an hour, I'll be talking with someone new, and we'll talk about everything from news to career to money. Join me anytime between noon and 1 p.m. Pacific today, live on Instagram. I'm at Erica Mandy News, or just search The Newsworthy and it should pop up. So happy International Podcast Day. And remember, today is the last day to share The Newsworthy for a chance to be entered into the September Share-a-thon giveaway. All you have to do is take a video, picture, or screenshot as you help someone new listen to or subscribe to The Newsworthy, and you'll have a chance to win. Just be sure to send me that proof or post it on social media and tag me. We're giving away hundreds of dollars in prizes. All right. Thank you so much for listening and sharing the show. I will see you live on Instagram today. And as always, you can read more about the news stories we talked about in your podcast app or go to thenewsworthy.com/show notes. The Newsworthy is here for you every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at. Like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.